Mike Plott in the studio, and joining me is Glory Sparks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio, as always, from the Dead River Derby. And you've got some really cool things coming up, especially this weekend, for example, May 24th. Tell us, Glory, what's going on a little bit.
Well, we had our season home opener already, so this is our second bout of the season. We're looking forward to getting more fans out there, people who perhaps had something going on last time. Hopefully they can make their way down to Lakeview Arena. 6 o'clock, the doors open. Bout starts at 7. We're going to be going against the Escanaba Rolling Hellcats, and they are some tough-hitting girls, so it should be a great time.
The Escanaba Rolling Hellcats. They sound like they're kind of tough.
Well, they are tough, that's for sure. Now, we've had some good success against them in the past, but that doesn't mean that we'll have it again, because they are some tough girls, that's for sure.
So it's gone so good for you guys lately, and I know that the bouts are a lot of fun. How important is it to have the fans, and how much do you hear the fans while you're on the track?
All the time. Boy, Marquette, doesn't matter what sport, Marquette has a great cheering section, and we have been very fortunate to gather some of those fans for Derby. And they cheer, they loud, they're doing a wonderful time. Right now we've got a new thing going on, and we're looking for what they're trying to lovingly refer to as beer leaders. And so cheerleaders with big fans.
Beer leaders.
And they can be of any age. That doesn't mean they have to be over 21. But we're looking for painted faces and really enthusiastic group, and also fans make wonderful posters. And we look forward to that, too. And we have children of all ages, because we do have our junior derby available for children 7 to 17. I should say girls 7 to 17. But we have a great time with our fans, and we are so blessed.
And it's going to be Saturday, May 24th.
Saturday evening, May 24th. Obviously, there's lots going on this weekend, but we hope that they make their way down to Lakeview Arena.
Put it on your schedule and have a lot of fun, because it's just a hoot.
It's a great time. And we have Aurora in the studio with us this morning, so.
And Aurora.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about how it is for you, as far as all the fans and everything around you when you're on the track.
It's amazing. It's so great to have your community behind you and have so many show up to see you play.
We also have something going on May 29th. Glory, tell us a little bit what's happening on May 29th.
Well, the excitement going on right now is that we have an open enrollment for Derby. So people who are thinking about it but didn't have the time commitment or just weren't really sure if they could commit can come down on the 29th, try on gear, talk to skaters, get some more information, and decide if they are ready to take the plunge into Derby. And the fun part is that they can actually get that gear right on, take it for a spin, see it, what sizes they need, and get ready to order.
Wow. Wow. And you two, both of you and Aurora, I know you definitely enjoy Derby, and you guys had a great bout in Traverse City. We were just talking about that. Tell us a little bit about what happened in Traverse City.
Well, we went down to Traverse City, and we won 305-53, and we had a great time. And
you trounced them.
We did. Next season, hopefully, we'll play the A-team.
It's true. They probably will not let us play their B-team again. We came down, and we are a new league, you know, coming from the Upper Peninsula, so there's a lot of downstate teams that don't know what to expect, or they have lower expectations, let's
say. It's so typical.
So we came down there, and we showed them that DRD works very hard, and we are striving to do our very best.
Tell us what's happening again, Glory, this weekend, May 24th.
May 24th is our second home bout, so we got to head down to Lakeview Arena. Doors open at 6, the bout's at 7. It's going to be a wonderful, exciting time against the Escanaba Rolling Hellcats. And it's going to be so much fun to be down there. We also have our benefit for this bout is going to be the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun for us to be able to give back to our community. So when you come down and you support us, you're actually supporting others.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that people may not know is that for every bout that you have, you choose a charity to support.
That's true, yeah. We actually gave $500 to the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center for part of our calendar sales. And we've had some great opportunities throughout the last year and this year to really support our community.
Aurora, tell people how they can find out more information.
We have a website. It's deadriverderby.org.
Oh, and it's fabulous. It's a fabulous website.
It's very flashy. It's brand new. And we also have Facebook. There's lots of information on there. There will be ticket giveaways on our Facebook, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in getting some free tickets,
And we're also looking for some super fans, the ones that can make the posters and have the face paint and come down and be super enthusiastic for us. Those are the people that we want. And you know what? My in-laws and their friends come down, and they're in the elderly, I shouldn't say elderly, let's say mature set. And they're enjoying it just as much as some of our younger crowd.
Absolutely. It's going to be at Lakeview Arena this weekend. I guess the Escanaba Rolling Hellcats, May 24th, and doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6.
Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you very soon again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.